Square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Look, I didn't know this, but you probably did. One of the hottest things in jewellery at the moment, if you can afford them, are yellow diamonds. Me, I thought that high-clarity white ones were the main game. It turns out that a Western Australian mine is one of the biggest sources of yellow diamonds in the world, if not the biggest. And there's a fascinating business story here as well. A year ago, a Russian-born Australian-based investor, Alex Alexander, bought a mine in Western Australia's Kimberley region, which turned out to have the capacity to supply 50% of the world's yellow diamonds. And incredibly, the business that Mr. Alexander bought the mine from sold it to him for less than 5% of the original purchase price after having declared the mine uneconomic. Yet since Mr. Alexander's company, Kimberley Diamonds Limited, purchased the Ellendale mine in January 2013, it's made a killing. It's now a chief supplier of yellow diamonds to Tiffany & Company. So there's obviously something about yellow diamonds. And with us today on Saturday Extra is gemologist Drew Birrell, who also happens to manage the Sydney CBD Tiffany & Company store. Welcome to Saturday Extra, Drew.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
So you must feel rather nervous that a lot of your supply comes from one mine in Western Australia.
That's the nature of the diamond business. You have a situation where it's a very rare commodity. And what's unique about Australia is that not only does it produce 50% of the world's yellow diamonds, it produces 90% of the pinks for the world diamond market. So it's quite unique. Tiffany have been involved with the Ellendale since 2009, and the mine does produce 50% of the world's yellow diamonds. And Tiffany has a life of mine agreement where it buys all the yellow diamonds that the mine produces, and will do so for the lifetime of that mine.
So they're locked out of supplying anybody else.
Well,
there's another way of looking at it.
Yeah, Tiffany only, you know, their quality standard is very high, so Tiffany will only take the very, what's called the fancy yellow, fancy intense, and fancy vivid yellow diamonds. And we've got those on show here in Sydney in the Castlereagh Street store, so if anyone wants to pop in and see them, they're absolutely beautiful.
Calling them fancy seemed to cheapen them, in a sense, the word fancy. It was the word you use for these diamonds.
Well, when you're grading diamonds, there's a scale from D to Z, there's 23 colours, but a fancy colour, it means you graded a diamond for fancy with three criteria: the hue, the tone, and the saturation of colour. Now, a Z master stone, which is the lowest colour in the D to Z scale, a diamond that's got a deeper hue, a deeper tone, and a deeper saturation is termed a fancy diamond, whether it's pink, whether it's yellow, whether it's blue, whether it's green. So that's where that comes from, the term fancy.
And I thought clarity played a role in diamonds.
It does. I mean, you value a diamond in the four C's: the colour, the clarity, the carat weight, and the cut. So those four criteria determine the price.
And what is it that makes a yellow diamond yellow?
It's actually nitrogen in the atomic structure. So diamond is crystallized carbon, and it's cubic in its crystal system, which makes it very hard. It's the hardest natural known substance to man. And within its crystal lattice, you have nitrogen, and that gives the yellow colour. For blue, it's boron, and that gives the blue colour. And for pink, it's slightly different. It's a thing called plastic deformation, which is deformity within the atomic structure, and that gives the pink colour. So it's very rare, very unique. Yellow diamonds, for example, well, coloured diamonds, it's 0.1% of all diamonds mined are fancy or intense in colour. For pink diamonds, I know the Argyle mine, for every million carats they mine, only one carat out of that million is pink.
And in Ellendale?
In Ellendale, I'm not sure what the yield is. I think it's improved. I certainly know that the lifespan of the mine has improved, and they're going deeper and obviously mining to a greater depth, but I don't know what the yield is.
So their advantage is obviously a higher than average yield of yellow diamonds compared to the rest of the rock.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, yellow diamonds are very rare. As I say, 0.1% almost of, you know, are intense colour. So you do have a premium for that, and there is now recently a strong demand for fancy colours, definitely.
Now, I have read somewhere that the wholesale price that you pay, or the price you pay, is $5,000 a carat. You're probably not going to admit to that, what, yay or nay, but there's certainly a hell of a markup by the time it gets to a store.
Yes, but it takes almost, on average, about 2 years for a diamond to be going from the mine to the store. And I worked it out once. It's a little bit different now because we use laser cuttings. But in the past, not too far past, it would take about 16 to 20 pairs of skilled hands and 2 years for a diamond to go from the mine to the store. So all those hands, you know, the cutters, the polishers, the gemologists, the geologists, they're all adding value to that diamond. So when it comes out of the ground, it looks like a piece of basically pebble that you would see on a beach. And then by the time it's in the store and it's surrounded by other diamonds in a platinum setting, it's certainly been added value too.
So the process, when you take it from the mine, this pebble, what happens to it?
Well, first of all, it goes to the graders who'll grade the rough diamonds. So it's called the run of mine and you get the graders.
But before that, so it comes out in a lump of rock and what, they crush the rock or something like that to get the pebble out of the middle or what?
No, the diamonds are normally, there's many extraction methods. I know that in diamond...
You can send Jennifer Lopez in and she'll find it.
But basically, they use crushers to crush all the rock, and diamond is extracted from the crushed rock. For example, they used to use grease tables where conveyor belts where all the rock would be on these tables, and then it would turn upside down. And diamond has a characteristic of sticking to the grease, so, and then they would use various other methods to extract the diamond. But it's a lengthy process, and again, that's where the value is added.
And laser cutting, I always imagine some elderly man in Rotterdam, you know, nervously working out the plane where he's going to hit the diamond so he gets the perfect cut.
That's still the case, and probably more Antwerp. About 99% of the world's diamonds go through Antwerp. It's a square mile just off the Pelikanstrasse. But technology's had a real impact. You have laser cutting, because it used to be a diamond could only cut a diamond. And in the cutting process, lasers are now used, and a machine called a sarin machine, where you can actually plot what the yield of that diamond is. It used to be the yield was on average about 50%. So for a 1-carat diamond, you would need a 2-carat piece of rough. But with laser cutting, the yields are now higher. And with the technology like the sarin machine, which gives you very detailed information on what the yield would be on that crystal, these things have all improved basically what's extracted from the piece of rough.
And what's created the demand? I mean, you got a free cake at breakfast at Tiffany's with that huge diamond that Tiffany's owns, which is what, like 190 carats or something like that, originally 280 when it came out of the ground?
128.54 carats, yeah. And it was 287.42 carats when it came out of the ground. About 57.5 grams.
So Audrey Hepburn obviously gave you a bit of a kick along, but has there been a revival in the interest in yellow diamonds, or has it always been there?
I mean, for Tiffany's been around for 177 years, and they've always been involved with diamonds. They bought the French nobility's jewels in 1848, and they bought the French crown jewels in 1887. So Tiffany's got a very strong provenance and heritage and legacy with diamonds.
It likes Republican movements, clearly.
Well, they take the benefit of Republican movements, especially with diamonds. But diamonds are just so beautiful. I mean, the Latin for diamond is adamas. It means unconquerable, unbreakable. They're just so beautiful. And we're now seeing people want, especially after the financial crisis, people want a store of value, and there's nothing
better than them. But do they store value, really? I mean, you see them on consignment. Mm. You know, there are some shops around the world who will do diamonds on consignment, and they're vastly cheaper than you would buy them for in a retail shop.
Absolutely, I think.
So, is it true that they retain value?
It depends on the diamond. For example, the Tiffany diamond, which sits in New York, was bought in 1877 for a Mr. Gideon Reed from Tiffany. Bought it in Paris for $18,000. Now that will be worth hundreds of millions. It will be priceless. A stone last year called the Princey diamond. It's a fascinating pink, intense pink diamond, 36 carat. Plus diamond, and it was sold in 1960 by the Nizam of Hyderabad for £48,000, the equivalent of $128,000 at the time.
But those are unique diamonds. I mean, those are
they're really special, large,
or they're very curious colour. But you know, if you can afford to buy the 1.2 carat for your loved one for their engagement, is it going to be worth whatever you paid for it in 20 years' time?
A diamond is forever. I mean,
this is love rather than money, isn't it?
It is. You see, men look at it very differently from women. It's an extraordinary saying I heard in Australia, I've never heard in Scotland, is, you know, happy wife, happy life. So as an investment in happiness and love, nothing says it more than a diamond.
I just took them for granted in Scotland.
Well, no McTavish was ever lavish, as they say.
Drew Birrell, thanks for joining us on Saturday.
You're very welcome.
Gemologist Drew Birrell, talking about yellow diamonds.